From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is interviewing four candidates this Sunday to be his national security advisor after a tumultuous week in which he fired one former military leader from the strategic White House post and his first replacement choice turned the job down. He's spending the weekend at his lavish oceanfront Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. He is planning to discuss the job in person or on the phone with acting National Security Advisor Keith Kellogg, a retired Army general, John Bolton, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Army General H.R. McMaster, and the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, General Robert Kesslen. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a large-scale military operation to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western half of Mosul. It is a battle that is expected to be prolonged and difficult. Humanitarian agencies are gearing up to help between 250,000 to 400,000 civilians who may flee due to the fighting. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations, but Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented by handling incoming immigrants differently than the first order directed.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, we will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
The first executive order dealing with immigration was stopped by the courts. This is VOA News. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed, dozens others wounded, when a massive car bomb exploded in a busy market in the capital, Mogadishu, on Sunday. Witnesses said a car laden with explosives targeted a market. No one has yet claimed the responsibility for the blast, but officials blame al-Shabaab militants. The UN Syria envoy says he hopes to take advantage of a new momentum during the upcoming round of UN-led talks involving the al-Assad government and rebel representatives this week in Geneva. Stefan de Mistura said that the outcome of the conversation will essentially depend on the U.S. position.
Even a ceasefire with two strong guarantors cannot hold too long if there is not a political horizon. That leads me to the big question mark, and forgive me, but I have to raise it because I know it is in each one's mind. Where is the U.S. in all this? Well, I can't tell you because I don't know.
Kenneth Roth, executive director of Human Rights Watch, wasn't very optimistic under the current Trump administration.
God help the Syrian people if we're waiting for Donald Trump to provide the solution. You know, I think it is incumbent on all of us to step forward, you know, while the U.S. is in disarray. We've seen, you know, one senior official after the other here in the United States tread water without really saying anything.
A senior U.S. Republican senator has urged the president to take action against Russia over allegations of Moscow interfered in the election that brought him to power. U.S. intelligence officials have told Mr. Trump that Moscow tried to influence voters by hacking Democratic emails and trolling social media sites, but Mr. Trump has sought to downplay Russia's role in the election. Speaking to world leaders, diplomats, and defense officials at the Munich Security Conference, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said Congress needs to get involved to ensure there are consequences for the alleged hacking. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A government spokesman in Seoul made the remark today following Malaysian police statements on the case from earlier in the day. Malaysia's police said that they're looking for four more North Korean suspects who they say left the country the same day. SpaceX has successfully launched its unmanned Falcon 9 cargo rocket from the Kennedy Space Center's launch complex in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The cargo rocket is taking food and other provisions to astronauts on the International Space Station. It is the 10th of 20 cargo missions contracted out to SpaceX by NASA. This is SpaceX's first successful launch in Florida since one of the company's rockets exploded there in September 2016. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.